This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The failure of Silicon Valley Bank in California has left some Colorado startups in limbo. The equestrian app Ride IQ was able to get its money out of the bank before accounts were frozen, but founder McKinsey Lux says some of their payroll payments were canceled and not refunded.
So there's all these payroll payments that are like outstanding that are not in our bank balances, but also not having made it to the recipient. And so it's like money that's like in the middle of nowhere. Like, we don't know where it is.
The bank failures have also shaken Wall Street. Regulators stepped in to halt trading of shares of numerous regional banks Monday after their stocks dived. But no Colorado-based institutions were on that list. Colorado Springs' newest hospital will officially open July 11th, with surgeries set to begin the next day. Centura Health's third hospital in the city will have 72 beds along with a full emergency unit. Its doctors will mostly specialize in orthopedic and spinal care, according to the Gazette. There will also be new technology throughout the building, such as Bluetooth tags that track staff and equipment to speed up care. Dubbed St. Francis Hospital InterQuest, the facility is expected to employ around 400 people. Former U.S. Representative Pat Schroeder died in Florida Monday. She had a stroke, her family says. Schroeder briefly ran for president in 1987 while she was still a member of Congress. Schroeder told Colorado Matters in 2016 that the U.S. was far from electing a woman as president.
At that time, we were getting polls showing that 25% of the people were saying they wouldn't vote for a woman for president.
Schroeder was 82. This is CPR News and KRCC.